Well, Gary, that was an impressive performance tonight.
Yeah, the players were tremendous tonight, Andy, from back to front. And, you know, deservedly came away with the result.
Did a decent playing surface help?
Of course it does, with the way we play. You know, we've got technical players who like to play, and that showed tonight.
And you really played it from the back, didn't you? You went with the back three again, and a decent playing surface helped you just to suck Chesham in and hit them on the break.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our front two set the foundation for that, you know, because they were lively, they kept the ball and allowed our midfield and our two wide players to get in conjunction with them.
Obviously, here it's never been your luckiest ground. And did you have any ideas how they were going to play tonight, so you could do that?
Well, I knew that they were going to play exactly the same formation as we were going to play, had reports on their last two games, so I knew they were going with a back three. But that wasn't going to change the way we played anyway. I thought we could cope with them, and the three centre-halves stood up well.
And Danny Kelly and James Hall, you know, they're a burgeoning partnership there, aren't they, up front?
Very good partnership. You know, Danny's found someone to play with on the pitch who suits his style as well, and I think James complements Danny's style.
Is he still learning since his move up from Goldman Chester? Because he did miss one or two opportunities, good opportunities.
He did, and you know, in a tighter game, you want him to be a little bit more clinical, because obviously he had three really good opportunities, you know, to put the game to bed. But didn't. But his constant movement and bringing other people into the game was tremendous.
A decent finish when he did take one.
Deserved that, Andy, for his efforts during the game.
Is he a subject of a 7-day approach since the Nets?
Yes, he is. But you know, you'd hope that he sees his future with us being in a much better position in the league really at the moment than they are, and obviously now forming a great partnership with Danny up front.
He seems to enjoy it in the dressing room.
He does, and he seems to enjoy it on the pitch as well. So, you know, so we're confident or hopeful that he'll stay with us.
A difficult game on Saturday at Hungerford, and then a cup semi-final at Potter's Bar next Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, the games are going to come thick and fast, and we have only got, obviously, the squad of 15 that we have. But, you know, they're all going to be used in the run-up. Hungerford, never won there. So, you know, before today, we hadn't won here either. So that's an omen.
And Paul Cooper will be available for both after his red card last Saturday?
Yes, he will. Yeah, I think it's two Saturdays ahead that he misses.
Well, enjoy the night and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Ant.